For decades, musicians have struggled to determine what J.S. Bach sounded like in his own time. This Sunday at Girard College, the Mendelssohn Club of Philadelphia is turning the clock in a different direction, determining what Bach sounded like in the time of Mendelssohn.
Though J.S. Bach had been dead for 8 decades, the year 1829 was a milestone. Much of his music had died with him, including what is now considered one of the great works of Western civilization, the St. Matthew Passion. Determined to bring it out of obscurity, the hot-headed 20-year-old Felix Mendelssohn did so with a performance that changed the course of Bach history, but at a cost. Nearly half the piece was cut. This is not what Alan Harler is up to in his final season running the Mendelssohn Club of Philadelphia. He's doing Mendelssohn's later 1841 edition with far fewer cuts, but with numerous other adjustments that show how some musical masterpieces must change, at least temporarily, or die.
Why did he make the cuts? First of all, it was probably because he needed to sell tickets, and he was not going to sell tickets for a 3-hour and 45-minute Passion. There wasn't the same kind of Lutheran connection to it as there was in Bach's time. I mean, we're in the Age of Enlightenment, and that was not the same thing.
Mendelssohn was warned heedily by his teacher Carl Friedrich Zelter, says Mendelssohn scholar R. Larry Todd, as interviewed in Richard Tolsma's documentary about the project.
Zelter is saying, oh, you're just brats, get out of here, this will never work. Everybody thought he was crazy, that it would be a failure. People would not sit through all of this complicated Bach.
The St. Matthew Passion had to be like some sort of musical dinosaur. With its severely devotional text, intricate vocal demands, wind instruments that were all but extinct, harpsichord accompaniment, and sheer hugeness. Even when Mendelssohn returned to the piece in 1841, he replaced the ethereal boy choir with adults.
And he had big voices. He also hired soloists from the opera company. So, you know, right away you know that something is different, and hopefully people can make that leap. Not to, from the beginning, say, Bach never heard it that way, I hate this. But to say, wow, 4 fabulous soloists singing that chorale in octaves, this is a marvelous sound, one that Bach never heard.
Only in recent years have performance materials for the Mendelssohn version been published and available. Still, Harler needed to see Mendelssohn's original score in Oxford, England.
It tells me a lot about Mendelssohn. Almost like a child, he draws an arrow pointing through a cut, you know. It's sort of like the shorthand that any musician might do.
The value of this performance is showing a meeting of 2 great musical minds. However easy it is to think of artistic masterpieces like the Mona Lisa or the Parthenon as objects that stand apart from the passage of time, great music speaks to subsequent generations by adapting to their time and thereby transforming it.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.